Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's topic, service. Are you full service or self-service? When I was a young boy, service stations used to have two options when you went to get gas. You had full service and self-service. Full service had separate pumps, and when you pulled in the gas station, you'd drive over a thin black hose that would set off a bell in the service station. An attendant would walk out the door, and regardless of the weather, he would come out and ask you how he could help you. He'd warmly greet you, and he'd proceed to pump your gas, wash your windshield, he'd have you pop the hood and check your oil, and in some places, if you got a full tank of gas, you'd get a free car wash. At least that's what happened at the Amoco in my hometown when I was a kid. You'd pay him, and he'd warmly thank you, and you'd come back next week or whenever you needed fuel, and the friendlier the attendants, the more likely you were to return with frequency and questions. This memory was sparked for me last week when I was listening to a human resource officer discuss their newly created techniques in screening candidates for their cashiers at their gas stations. He was explaining that one of the first questions they ask potential candidates is this: what was the last thing you did for someone else? Now, this is a very large regional company that hires thousands of people, but the first thing they want to know is how you serve others. It's certainly a character assessment, but more importantly, it allows them to get to the heart of one of their core values, service. He explained in the interview that if the person struggles to find a way in which they have helped others, they may still get a job, but they will have a role that does not directly interact with other people, especially customers. He stated that they find that those who can quickly explain a way in which they help someone else, that those employees demonstrated stronger service to customers and colleagues. It is, as he stated, it is in their nature to help other people, and that's what they want at their gas stations across the Midwest. Service to others is a core principle of all religions and cultures, yet the idea of service to or for others is constantly talked about and now is measured. Who hasn't been hit with a phone call or a survey asking about your experience when getting your oil changed? A quick search on Amazon using customer service as the search yields 26,092 books. That's a lot of books to review a core principle of modern civilization. Service is interpreted by so many in so many different ways, but it boils down to one simple principle: selflessness. That is the concept of putting everyone you meet first. Now, I'm in a lot of schools and with many parents and friends, and I hear a theme of selfishness when they discuss kids and others in general. But again, who owns that? The key to service is not making it about yourself. It's about showing people the power and motivation you find when you see the world around you better as a result of your own selflessness. If the people around you do not serve, it is as a result of them never learning how to do so, not having it modeled, or more importantly, not having it expected. Because service begets service. Listen to this wisdom from the Chinese. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help somebody. I believe that if you walk through life looking for the opportunity and privilege to serve others, you will. You will be selfless, and you will put everyone you meet first. There's a little saying in our house that goes like this: you put everyone you meet first, and if everyone in the world did that, everyone you meet will put you first. It has been used so frequently in our home over the course of our children's lives that they can repeat it. How do you reinforce selflessness or model it for others? Parents, teachers, and grandparents, here are three simple questions we've asked our kids that could help you with your own. First question, tell me one thing you learned today. Second question, tell me one way you helped someone. And the third question, tell me something funny that happened. These are our family's core values: learning, service, and happiness. And when you run into a selfish moment with a child or student, you can simply reinforce selflessness by asking one question: hey, who are you putting first right now? Service to others is just that. It's for others. So regardless of what you do, we all work with other people, and when we do, if we can step back in that moment and ask ourselves how we can help that person in front of us, we will make both their day and our day better. If we go through life listening for the bell of service when someone drives into our life, we'll position others and ourselves for greater success and happiness. As Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. So let's do some smart thinking. Teachers, parents, leaders, how are you developing service for others? What are your classroom or family core values or your business's core values, and how are you reinforcing them? How are you modeling service and a them-first attitude? When someone comes into your service station, what is your first response? Is it, I don't have time for this, or let's do this? And finally, a challenge for you. Upon completion of this podcast, how can you serve the very next person you meet? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this podcast on your social media platform to help us help others. Also, please go to the Smart Thinking Facebook page and add other ways that people can serve others. Do you have a project or a cause you want us to participate in? Post it. Maybe we'll help. Also, if you have other topics you'd like us to explore, put those on the Facebook page as well. Please join me this Thursday as we post a discussion with Wisconsin State Senator Lena Taylor, who, as you'll hear, is a very service-minded elected official.
Thank you for listening to the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please find a way today to put others first, or else my dad will say to you,
hey, who are you putting first right now?
Thank you for listening, and please find a way to serve one person today.
It seems these days blue's covered up in a cloud and a blanket of grays. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you in a bottle of wine. Every color's faded, everyone is waiting on. There's a song horizon, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me.